Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. I want us to thank God for bringing us this far. And I want us to praise Him for His mercies and His love towards us. And let's thank God for the opportunity that we always get to hear and share His word. Let's remind ourselves that it takes God to direct our steps. We don't control ourselves. It is He who controls us. Let's pray for those who are not here yet. And let's trust God that God will have His own way. Our Father and our God, we completely understand that You are God by Yourself. You haven't changed. Your promise are yea and amen to it. We pray You into our conversation this afternoon. May You lead, may You guide, and may You speak to us. May we feel Your presence as never before, and may Your Spirit minister joy unto us. We thank You, Lord, that wherever the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
This afternoon, we're speaking on the subject titled, The Freedom of Forgiveness. If you can write some notes, that will help you. The memory verse is from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. I'm reading from the New International Version. It says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave us. Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever been hurt so deeply that the mere thought of forgiveness felt impossible? That kind of pain lives in the silent space of our hearts. But here's the truth. Holding on to hurt, it doesn't protect us. It rather poisons us. Forgiveness, however, sets us free. Not because people that have wronged us, they deserve forgiveness, but because we do need to be free ourselves as we guide ourselves and deliberate about forgiveness. I want to make a statement here. I understand that forgiveness is not easy. With the fact that I'm talking about it, that doesn't make it easy. I know some of you may say, Pastor, you don't even know. You don't even understand. But it's hard to forgive. But I want to preach to you that forgiveness, it is true that it's not easy. It is one of the most difficult things God asks us to do. God is asking us to forgive one another. Yet it's also one of the most liberating. When we forgive, we are liberated from weight that hangs around our neck. As Christians, forgiveness isn't an optional. Maybe we can skip forgiveness. No, it is a mandatory for every believer to learn to walk in forgiveness. Amen.
Amen.
It is essential. It's not about forgetting the wrong. It's not about releasing the power it has over you, over him, over her. So now let's dive into it. What is forgiveness? What forgiveness does for us as Christians? Let's have that conversation now. When we walk in forgiveness, it reflects the character of God. When God forgave us while we were still sinners, according to Romans chapter 5, verse 8, when we forgive, we mirror the grace and mercy. Mirror is a tool that when we stand in front of it, it reflects the exact replica of us. So when we forgive, we mirror God's grace and God's mercy. When we don't forgive because they don't deserve it, we forgive because God forgave us. So you don't just forgive because people don't deserve it. Well, then in your case, you didn't deserve God's forgiveness. Because the Bible says, for all have sinned and we have come short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
When we forgive, what happens? It frees us from bitterness. When we forgive others, it frees us from bitterness. Bitterness is a prison we build for ourselves. Anybody who is walking in bitterness is in prison. Do you want to be in prison? According to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, it warns us that see to it that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble. Because bitter roots, it will grow to become a troublemaker in your life. Forgiveness is the key that unlocks the door to our own healing. You want to be healed? Learn to forgive. Do you want to completely receive your healing? Then learn to forgive others. Forgiveness also brings restoration of relationship. It restores our relationship that is broken. According to Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24, it teaches us that seek reconciliation before you come to the Lord to worship. When you come before the Lord to worship and say, Lord, I adore you, Lord, I praise you, Lord, I magnify you, you have to seek reconciliation with your brother, with your sister, or else your worship wouldn't go anywhere. Forgiveness builds bridges, not walls. When we forgive, it bridges us to God. Sin separates us from God. But once we walk in forgiveness, the bridge restores back. Amen. When we forgive, it allows God's peace to flow between us and others. So that's the reconciliation. We want to be right with God? Be right with your sister. Be right with your son. Be right with your friend. For to err is human. I understand that sometimes when you unpack the wrong your friend and your son and that person did against you, it may be hard for you to say, I wouldn't let go. But who are we? We're once dead in sin. Only by grace we have been saved and restored back. Remember where you are. We all don't deserve God's blessings. We don't even deserve God's favor. But he showed us mercy anyway. He didn't count on our past. He didn't hold our past against us. Each and every one of us has had a past. And the past may not be very comfortable to open, to talk about it. But God loves us anyway. He forgave us anyway. And he restored us anyway. And he's brought us to himself anyway. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Forgiveness brings healing. It heals our spirit. If we let go with what we are holding on, our spirit receives healing. We receive emotional wounds, fester when left unaddressed. When we begin to brood about how painful the situation was, it only gives us emotional wounds. It makes us feel so bad that we become agitated and our spirit would never be able to heal. Forgiveness begins the healing process, not just for the one who hurt us, but for we ourselves, because it takes two to tangle. If someone has done you wrong and the person realizes his mistakes, you don't go and dig the past and begin to tell him or her that I don't know how I'm going to forgive you because your sins are so heavy. Remember, for all have sinned and we have come short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is eternal life. If God can forlook and forgo about your past, I'm encouraging you to let go. Let go, because we are all human. And human beings make mistakes. As long as we wear this flesh, we might likely get ourselves into a situation that we don't want. And we will genuinely ask for forgiveness. But before you ask for forgiveness, ask for repentance. It is only through repentance that God can forgive. So I'm only asking you and I to look into our past. Are we holding on certain things that we can't let go? Psalm 147, verse 3. It reads, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. I'm not too sure what you're going through. I'm not too sure where you have been. And I'm not too sure who hurt you and that caused you a pain whenever you hear this person's name. And you have vowed in your spirit that as long as you live, you have nothing to do with this person. Wrong. Because God cares about you and that friend, you and that situation. And he wants us to turn a new leaf and learn to forgive people. Give people reason to love again. Give people reason to come and fellowship with us again. Not to always hold on the things that is the past. Once upon a time, we all had some very terrible past, but we shouldn't let our past define our future, because we all have done something that may not please our Father. For those who just joined the line, we are talking about the theme, freedom of forgiveness. And when we forgive, what it does to us as believers. When we forgive, it strengthens our witness. What do I mean by that? When we forgive, we show the world the power of the gospel. The world will hold things against you. The world will tell everybody how wicked you were. But because of the gospel, we too can say that we can live together. Remember last week we talked about Saul who became Paul. He had a bad past. And the Christian people may not have received Paul because he was persecuting Christians. But God brought in his way Ananias, and God brought in his way Barnabas, who went about to tell the good things about Paul and said that he was once blind, but now he can see again. God is the one who forgives, and God is the one who restores. When we forgive, we become a living testimonies of grace. Why grace? Because grace means an undeserved favor that is done us. When we learn to forgive, God shows us grace. Things that we do not deserve, but because of He being God, He forgives us anyway. When we forgive, people can argue in other beliefs, but they cannot deny the power of a transformed, forgiving heart. When someone repents from their sins, you can really see in their life that they are living a new turn around. Once they were blind, but when they came to know the Lord, their life is completely different. If you have been born again, you don't no longer live your old life, but you live a new life that is powered by the Holy Spirit, who directs you, who leads you, who guides you, and who gives you a new desire to do things that you wouldn't have done in the past. Once you become a new person, the Holy Spirit reminds you to read the Bible. The Holy Spirit reminds you to pray. The Holy Spirit reminds you to get close to people who know God and helps you to turn things around. Now, I want to share with you some biblical example of people who walk in forgiveness. The first is the man called Joseph. Joseph was sold into slavery by his own siblings because he was doing too much. He told the truth to his siblings. They didn't like what they heard. So they said, "Man, how can you, little brother, become too much to us?" So they sold Joseph to strangers who were passing by to just get rid of Joseph, according to Genesis chapter 50. And God used his pain for his purpose. Hallelujah. Joseph went through troubled times. But yet, God, who knows our end from the beginning, knew that Joseph might have temporarily been sold, but he was going to use him to prepare a better future for the family. The next person I want to talk about is the man Jesus. Jesus on the cross. Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus who came to save us from every sin. And Jesus who was condemned even to death because he called himself the King of the Jews. Because they saw in him a young man who is doing too much. So his own disciple conspired with the world. And Judas sold Jesus for only some shackles of money. Does it worth that Judas should sell Jesus for only money that doesn't worth? Because he didn't value who Jesus was. Do you value Jesus? Does Jesus mean something to you? If he means something to you, then walk in him. Jesus, even on the cross with the two thieves, He had power to forgive. He said in Luke 23, verse 34, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. A final encouragement to you this afternoon. Forgiveness doesn't mean what they did was okay. It means you are okay enough to move forward. It is also a gift you give yourself when you forgive. The Holy Spirit reminds us that as we surrender, we invite God's peace to replace our pain. Now, as I end this message, I want to draw to your attention. Is there someone you need to forgive in your life today? Maybe a friend, maybe a parent, maybe a co-worker, or even yourself. And if that's the case, I implore you to ask God that, God, help me, cause me to turn a new leaf, because I know that you are the only one who can make the best out of my life. Shall we go into the Lord in prayer? I want you to pray. I want you to tell the Lord, that Lord, that I may know you and the power of your resurrection, that I may understand you, that what you are able to do, that I might yield everything unto your care. Pray for yourself, pray for your friends, and pray for your family. Our Father and our God, we have come this far not because we deserve it, but because you care so much for us. And you have brought us only to restore us back unto yourself. We thank you for the word that says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, that we should be kind and compassionate to one another and learn to forgive each other just as you forgive us. Father, we trust in you. Have your own way in our lives. Direct us, lead us, and make a way where there seems to be no way. We thank you, Lord. We bless you for forgiving us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Is anyone amongst us who needs any special prayer?
Yes. Hey, Dr. Oregon. I just joined about 10 minutes ago. Hallelujah. Sure. Hi, Mr. Nay. I was asking for prayer for me. Because everyone has, please lift my mom up in prayer and my son, my mom, my son, and my entire family on both sides is praying for restoration and definitely our nation. I think last Thursday was National Prayer Day. Some strange things I noticed going around in the city of Columbus. So,
sure.
Praying.
Our Father and our God, we lift our dear sister Denae before the throne of grace, remembering her son, her mom, and the entire family from both maternal and paternal. We soak the families in the blood of Jesus Christ and plead the blood as a covering over them. Father, you're able to do what no man can do. And we believe that it is for such a time like this that you raise men, even to bring restoration to our lives. For the sake of our sister, Lord, remember the family. Save them from the hands of the wicked one, Lord, and cover them with your blood. May your blessings overshadow them everywhere they shall be, O God. And Lord, smile on them and let your will be done. We thank you, O God, that you are a peacemaking God, and that which we ask, you always do. We thank you, Lord, for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name, we are pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Anything else?
Thank you, Dr. Orson. You're
welcome. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. We thank God for those of us who are here today. And we're trusting that the Lord will keep us and protect us till we meet again. Shall we receive the benediction? Now unto you is able to do far more exceedingly and abundantly and above that which we can think or dream of. Even as we live in here, we're not living in your presence. May your presence go before us and do exactly what you do best. We thank you, Lord. We worship you and we honor you for answering us in Jesus' mighty name. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all for coming.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.